Alaska Community Action on Toxics was in Savunga last week offering workshops on advancing environmental justice and human rights. KNOM's Matthew Smith has the story.
Thousands of miles separate Mossville, Louisiana from Savunga, Alaska, but both communities say they've endured years of severe environmental pollution, all with the tacit approval of the federal government. After several lackluster cleanup efforts and years of struggle, Mossville has taken a dramatic step. It's taking the United States government to international court for human rights violations. And one lawyer helping Mossville with their case against the federal government says the same federal system that polluted Mossville is at fault in Savunga.
From both the migration of toxic chemicals that can build up in concentration through the food chain here in Savunga, along with the waste left behind by the military, we have a community that, through acts of government, is suffering the injustice of a human rights violation.
That's Monique Hardin, an attorney and the co-director of Advocates for Environmental Human Rights in New Orleans. She's in Savunga this week offering workshops on environmental health and justice aimed at sharing the legal counsel and advocacy support that helped her firm win important environmental victories. Hardin is in Savunga through Alaska Community Action on Toxics, or ACAT. Vi Wahi was born and raised in Savunga and is ACAT's Environmental Health and Justice Program Director. She's worked with ACAT to address concerns on global transport of contaminants to Arctic air, soil, and water, and she's worked to address toxins at abandoned military sites on St. Lawrence Island. She says years of struggle with the military and the government have left many residents in Savunga with dangerously toxic subsistence resources and a history of health problems. And they're turning to ACAT for help.
State and federal agencies have not come forward to help us. The burden of proof has been put on us. The reason why we bring in Monique Hardin is the communities of St. Lawrence Island have been asking us in how we can help advocate for them and how to help them find a tool to hold the military and industries accountable.
Hardin says Mossville is looking for non-compensatory remedies to problems caused by the pollution in their community. And in her first workshop Wednesday, a woman's talking group, she says residents of Savunga have voiced similar goals.
Those include health services and health monitoring and evaluation and medical treatment for members of the community that are suffering severe health problems. And the conversation that we had in the women's circle with women of Savunga, the idea around health services was something that was discussed as a possibility.
Vi Wahi says the people of Savunga and ACAT will continue to seek remedy for the pollution that afflicts their community, and she says they'll be watching the progress of Mossville's case against the government very, very closely. Reporting in Savunga, I'm Matthew Smith.